Welcome to Football Total. In the alternating chairs, we have Baru today and no Kumar Khanna.
What's up?
My name is Saru and we thank you for listening to us every week.
Is it Thanksgiving already?
No, but if you start now, we will reach the get there. So we had some very amazing, fantastic results, Baru, over the weekend.
I have nothing to say.
Wait, not yet. Manchester City 3, Arsenal 1, Chelsea 5, Huddersfield 0. Spurs 1, Newcastle 0, and by the time we are recording this, West Ham is 1 and Liverpool offside 1. But let us talk about, start with Everton 1, Wolves 3. And you know who saved Everton with conceding more goals? A black cat.
Oh yeah, I saw him. How do you get him on the fantasy team now?
He's 6.5.
I'll take it.
The black cat. So do you think the black cat is what saved Everton?
Are you talking about Sunderland? Who's Black Cats? Isn't it like someone's nickname?
Yeah, that is Sunderland.
Sunderland,
there was actually a genuine black cat on the pitch as well, one of the games, which they lost. But
they lost the cat?
Yeah.
Or the game?
They had the game.
Yeah, they found the cat.
Yeah, no, dude.
They find the game.
Are you saying it's the same cat which moved onto the Everton pitch?
Plus, there's that new Netflix show, right, with Selena and the cat and whatnot.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Sabrina, sorry. Oh, wait.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Have
you never read Archie comics?
No, not really, not particularly. Okay. It wasn't Archie like this horny guy?
No, he was chill. Like, everyone around him was like pretty horny.
Really?
Am I destroying your childhood now?
No, I couldn't care. Like Sex in the City and Samantha.
That was your childhood?
No, I'm just wondering about
when did you find time to watch football, man? Between all this Samantha and Sex in the City.
I've seen only a few episodes. I've seen the movie though, Sex in the City.
Part 1 or part 2?
Part 2.
Okay.
It made no sense to me.
When we reached this, how did we arrive at Sex in the City from Sunderland?
Because of Cat and Archie and Horny, I don't know. So can we talk about this damn cat?
What do you want to talk about the cat?
How does a cat enter a stadium?
We should find, like, just follow the cat. I mean,
we?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not paying for those exorbitant prices.
Yeah, and why, like, a cat enters the stadium, no one ever, like, bothers, there's a cat here. And then it just runs onto the pitch. And Everton fans also were like, sign him up, sign him up. They were screaming.
More than Theo Walcott.
Did you hear the BBC guy's commentary on the cat? Oh, the cat's almost at the Everton goal. He misses it by a whisker. Yeah, so Marco Silva, Everton were booed off and Marco Silva supposedly is under tremendous pressure. He says he understands why he's under pressure. That's what he said in the post-match. But Everton probably are at best seventh or eighth best team in the Premier League, if you just look at the players, right? So, and they are ninth. So what's to be under pressure there?
Yeah, and the team which is better than them did defeat them. So
yeah,
Wolves.
You can't really call Wolves a relegation. They spent like 100 million.
But who hasn't? Fulham have spent more than 100 million.
I know, but so you can't. Fulham are underperforming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so they are right where they should be.
Yes.
And I think we should agree with what he's saying.
Yes, we should agree with what Marco Silva is saying.
We should.
That he's under pressure and he understands why.
Yeah.
Yeah, Theo Walcott is also not scoring goals. You think it's a good thing to get him back to Arsenal?
How many minutes is he getting?
He plays. He with a new haircut and stuff. It's very hard. Yeah, he doesn't have that proper clean bald shave.
Or that red jersey.
Yeah.
That red jersey.
Okay, so since you want to talk about red jersey, should we get to
Liverpool?
Fine, let's talk about Liverpool. Why doesn't a referee ever see anything wrong while giving decisions to Liverpool?
I don't know, man. Like, maybe sometimes they see something extra, like, you know, when those penalty decisions that they do get. Or it's always the... Even the linesman is never in line with the last defender or something. He's always like 2 yards ahead.
He's not in
because
line.
From his angle, then he's like, na abhi lagta hai.
He's not even in line with the last attacker.
Exactly. He's off.
The ref linesman is offside.
Even that last kick of the game, which was Origi.
Origi. Oh, God, Origi.
He was offside, like, by an entire shoulder or something.
Agar Origi goal marta, to Klopp Origi karta.
Were you building that since the weekend or something?
No, after you just mispronounced his name. But thank God Liverpool didn't score that goal. Did you hear Pellegrini's post-match press conference?
No.
When Jurgen Klopp was complaining about a few refereeing decisions, 60 Pellegrini said. Yeah, at Malaga, he scored an offside goal. So he should be the last person to complain about anything. Yeah, Paul. So is Liverpool feeling the pressure?
So
how's the Josh?
sir. So I think for Liverpool, I mean, it's been so long since they last won a title. They're just not in that position to know what to do right now. Right.
You mean they haven't won it for 30 years now?
Or is it 30 already?
Almost. 89, 90, no, they won. Yeah, so it's almost 30 years.
Man. What? No, they won in 90. 89 was Anfield, 89.
Yes. So they won in...
So
they won in 1990, right?
Yeah, they won it back.
So it's 29 years, okay. Man. 29 years of pain.
So why do they want to like break it in the 29th year? Can't they wait for the 30th? At least it'll fit in the whole script of agla saal hamara hai.
They're scared that Guardiola may change all his four fullbacks again.
Oh God. Where are those four? They should be like one of those BuzzFeed articles on these four fullbacks.
Where are Guardiola's fullbacks?
Now. Remember this guy?
Yeah.
What, Mangala and kon that?
Mangala fullback thodi na. Matlab,
he was a part of those defensive signings.
Mangala, I think, went back to Spain, if I'm not wrong. This guy, the bald guy. Arey, what's that guy's name? West Ham jo hai. Zabaleta. Zabaleta.
He missionless.
I don't know.
The previous generation of...
Yeah, City. So, and I don't know where your Bakri Sangya is.
Sangna.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Sajna. He's probably in Turkey or something.
Okay, let's get back to the red team, Liverpool. So, are they feeling the josh, the pressure?
They definitely are. I mean, you can see the their lead has got cut down to only, what, 3 points now?
Yeah.
And looking at the form that City are in, I think it's probably Tottenham over the
But if we had recorded a podcast on Thursday, you would have said, looking at the form City are in, Liverpool are just going to win this by a mile.
I think looking at the way these all these teams are playing, that's
I think Chelsea
do,
will finish first and Spurs second, City third, Liverpool fourth.
I think Spurs, yeah, second. Yes, sir. United, they do have I think around 3 games left against the top 6.
Like most of them.
No, Arsenal has 2, Tottenham has 2.
Yeah, so...
I mean, sorry, Chelsea has 2.
What's the point you're trying to make?
So I'm saying...
Are you building a case for United to win the league?
Where did you see that coming from?
We're talking about who's going to win the league, right?
The Champions League next year, right? So we need to figure out who's the top 4 first.
Okay, who'll finish top 4 as of today, according to you?
So yeah, I think City might, you know, actually get ahead of the game over here. Mm-hmm. And Liverpool might fall down to 3rd.
Really?
Because Tottenham are playing really well right now. And even without Harry Kane in the side, they are getting those results out.
And Dele Alli.
Yeah, I mean, who cares about Dele Alli?
Yeah,
filthy tiger.
Harry Kane was at the Super Bowl, right? On the weekend.
Yeah.
And
you saw that tweet.
I saw his picture with that guy who plays Fortnite on the app called Twitch. That guy has 12 million...
Shroud.
His name is Ninja.
Oh, Ninja.
Ninja. I didn't know he earns $10 million a year. And he plays Fortnite with Harry Kane, the Spurs guys, regularly for his channel.
Probably with... even Neymar featured on one of his streams.
Dude, that guy's that
famous.
And
it looked like Neymar was like shooting it with a potato or something. Because frames were jumping all over the place. And
is that guy that famous? This ninja guy.
See, ultimately, you need to realize that esports is really big right now. And all these stars like Ninja, Shroud... And Stone Mountain. All of these guys are like actually big celebs right now. So they might be at par with your regular footballer.
Yeah. So this is what I was reading before we talk about other red teams and a deviation from this boring Liverpool. Will they? Won't they? I was reading an article on how soon there will be a time when football games will be reduced from 90 to a much shorter span of time. Because supposedly...
What, you need time to watch esports now?
Yeah. People nowadays...
So you'll play football for 80 minutes and then a FIFA match for 10 minutes and then decide to score?
It may be lesser than that because people nowadays...
9 minutes?
People nowadays don't watch that many football games. In fact, tennis viewership also has gone down considerably. Only people like us, like there's no one from 10, 15, 18, 19 year old. And Liverpool CEO also made a thing that if you look at the amount of youngsters coming in or teenagers trying to get into the stadium or more than that, that number has dwindled down so much. So there may be a time when esports will be the biggest thing and football will have to be like in four quarters, 10 minutes each quarter. You'll get like 3 minutes to attack from if once you get the ball. I don't know. There'll be some rule changes probably.
I think that's going to be the end of teams like Arsenal, man, who just love keeping the ball and back pass. Oh no, it's a foul.
Oh God.
You get shot in the head if you like give it to the keeper or something. I don't know.
Okay. To prolong your this misery, let's talk about other team in the red, Manchester United. They beat Leicester 1-0. In the second half, Leicester had so many chances. It seemed...
But I think the reason Leicester had that many chances, it's just because United just kind of like decided to accept that pressure, if you know what I'm saying. They just sat back a bit instead of going for the kill, which they could have easily done. They just allowed Leicester to actually take control of that game.
But Leicester...
Because looking at the way Rashford was playing...
First 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's what, right? He could have easily like taken that... ahead and
but after five,
the entire team, I think, decided to like, okay, I think we'll just not let have, you know, what Jamie Vardy have his day or something.
Dude, David De Gea again makes saves. That guy is inhuman. He's probably related to the
Inhumans.
Yeah, what do you call them in comic book parlance? Outer world, out like
aliens.
Really?
I don't know.
Such a bland name.
Outer world humans.
Whatever. So Solskjaer finished the game against Leicester, and he was watching the Lyon versus PSG. He had gone to the stadium to watch Lyon versus PSG, which makes me think we have so many opinions. We do expert tactical analysis and everything, like just by watching 3/4 of a pitch on a TV.
Who's we?
Like the people we know. We also do it, but we do it. We do it less because we are like, अरे गोल मारा कि नहीं बस. That's all.
भैया गोल मारा क्या.
Exactly. So why does Solskjaer, why can't he just watch it on TV? What is this show of flying to like Lyon to watch a game? Or did he want to have the festive atmosphere? What extra knowledge do you think Solskjaer gets by watching a match live?
Isn't Lyon like a coastal town or something?
Not really, but okay. You thought of him hitting the beach?
I mean, the weather in Manchester sucks, so...
It was, I think, almost snowing in
it's
Lyon.
It's always snowing.
In Lyon as well.
But still, Lyon...
Yes, answer the question, because I can't figure out. I thought I was like one of the top most tactical minds by just watching it on TV. Why do coaches prefer go to stadiums? You have an idea?
See, the last time I flew down for a live game.
Flew down?
So you do end up watching player movement a little more, you know, like the off the ball movement of a lot of players is more evident.
Is that the reason we don't appreciate Mustafi much more?
Oh God. I think we'll hate him even more if we see his
in the live,
because we noticed his off the ball movement in that that goal where he's just like all offside, the third goal, I think.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. I think we'll take a break right now.
Oh God.
After dodging,
just let us finish Arsenal before the break.
No,
give it 10 seconds
after dodging this whole Arsenal thing successfully for the first half. I think we'll start the second half of the show with Manchester City beating Arsenal. See you after the break. Welcome back to Football Total. Baru is here.
I know what's coming.
Okay, let's ease into this. Arsenal played well in the first half, till the 44th minute.
Yes.
They seem to be competing quite well. And after, at 1-1, Arsenal did have like 5-6 minutes of something which looked like, oh yeah, it's not going to be an easy game for City.
You mean slaughter for Arsenal, right? Because I was totally going into that game thinking that it's going to be like 6-0 or something.
For City.
For City, of course.
Oh, then?
Yeah, but thankfully, they played much better than expected, man. Arsenal. I mean, at least they were clearing when required. Because
apart
they realized
from,
the first 45 seconds.
Apart from Iwobi, what was he thinking?
I don't know, man. Iwobi's like a level 1 version of Sterling, man. Sterling is just more, you know, advanced. He's reached level 5.
And better.
Yeah, that's what I meant by.
And Sterling doesn't defend that box.
Oh God, man. What was he trying to do? Why does he like, whenever he gets the ball, it's the same. It's like, you know, there's this program that's built into his head. And as soon as he receives the ball, it just starts going through the same script over and over again. Look down at the ball.
Why does he want to dribble in the box?
I don't know. Just clear it. God. Oh, wait. I have a reason why he was, like, dribbling in the box. Because Arsenal had, like, 11 players in the box.
So? Just kick it
out.
He
had nowhere else to give it to.
What is this?
I'm not defending him.
What is this rule that he has to give it to someone? Just kick the damn ball.
Well, in his head, when he did, like, initiated that move, I think he obviously thought that it landed in a different way.
What, he thought he'll get, like, the Ballon d'Or or something? Yeah.
Moment of the year.
Yeah. City probably in the first 5 minutes should have been 2-0 up or 3-0 up.
First 5 minutes.
Yeah, 2-0. I think they should have been 2-0 up, but whatever.
Are you talking about XG?
Not XG, dude. Like, for real. I think they should have been. But Koscielny, of all people, is nowadays scoring goals every game.
And how Aguero scores that, man. Like, it was basically the same goal at the other end.
Exactly. And then you thought everything. What happened in the... You think that second goal, which City crafted so beautifully, basically just killed Arsenal before the halftime?
It always happens like that. Arsenal, you know, they just can't hold. As soon as the half is about to get over, if you pull out the stats, I'm sure that that'll just be so evident. The number of goals they concede just before the halftime, they just cannot hold on to, like, a lead in this case, I'll call it. Because being on even terms with City is, like,
very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then what happened in the second half? I just couldn't understand, because they had no shots on goal, no shots on target. They didn't get on Ozil.
And it was for the first time this season, I think.
In the second half,
especially in the second half, Aston's performance has been
much better.
Yeah.
Like, or really City good. Were at a different level altogether in the second half. They played so well.
No, I think it was more about Arsenal, like, just not coming back from the dressing room. They just left their desire to play or something.
Why couldn't you get Ozil on? This is one thing I don't understand, dude. It's like if Jose Mourinho, Paul Pogba was...
Not just Ozil. Like, even Ramsey, someone who's been, like, so... But hardworking throughout the season. And
but one thing I tell you, yesterday, if you looked at that game, I thought Ramsey basically said, you know what, I'm done. I'm just preparing for Juventus. It somehow seemed like it. Especially a ball when Gundogan just, like, waited for Ramsey to, like, try to tackle and just, like, holds his position and then walks across. I was like, oh God, that was so embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, but if you saw the previous game, like, he played so much better. And now they've just got, like, his clone from 5 years ago or something. Who looks exactly
Suarez.
Like Ramsey.
He blonde Ramsey is.
Yeah, chota Ramsey.
Yeah, but what's going on with Ozil? Like, as I was saying, if Mourinho Pogba was weird, this is actually as weird as that. Why wouldn't you put him on as a substitute? If he's on the bench, just put him on. You're anyway losing 3-1.
You know, the thing I think Emery is trying to do is, like, remember when LVG sent a keeper for, like, just before penalty?
Yes.
He's just waiting for that one day when he'll send Ozil on.
Which day?
At the last second, and he scores a goal, and then everyone's going to call him, like, a tactical genius or something.
But the thing
is that to execute that, he needs to send Ozil on, right?
So why is he not sending Ozil on?
I don't know. I think, like, if Iwobi has, like,
especially
picks that he can blackmail Emery with, like, from, you know, like he had with Wenger, I think Ozil has nothing.
He has no picks.
Nothing.
In fact, Emery has Ozil's picks.
Probably. Tu paisa le chup chap.
Paisa.
Or better.
300, 400,
I don't know. Man.
See, look.
He's the second highest or the third highest in the league.
Yeah, third highest in the league. It's very simple. If Iwobi wants to do that in the box and give the ball away, I'm sure Ozil can try his best to do that as
the
well.
Box and get the ball away.
Or is Emery's problem that Ozil probably may tackle or may dribble and get out of the box?
Man.
Yeah.
And just a game before, I think Ozil was captain and all. Everyone thought, like,
remember,
you know,
we had a whole episode where, at least first half of this road, just talking about that one game Ozil played out of the world. That
was it against... City.
No, not against
in
City.
In 2015.
Abhi, this season.
Oh, yeah. Early in the season, right?
Yeah. Then, what about... You can't really fault Emery, man. His hands are tied. He has to undo so many things. It's going to take him 2-3 years.
What is he undoing?
The mentality that you can defend. It's hard. It's ingrained in Iwobi from Mosio Wenger.
What about Mustafi? Like, what is ingrained in him, man?
He's like, I'm so slow that I will just stand 20 meters behind and wait for the player to come.
You know, Arsenal used to be, like, really
solid defensively during George Graham times.
They used to be famous for their offside traps.
Huh.
Right. And nowadays, if you look at it, people can't even stand in the same line. Even when they're like on the far end of the pitch, when they can see the entire line,
they can't even pretend to trap them, create it's an offside trap.
Crazy, man. Like, yeah. Pathetic.
Poor things, man. I feel sad for Emery. The more I look at him on the pitch, no, he just looks like, you know, you're there some people.
And
you,
especially after giving him early joys. Like, remember the game against Liverpool?
Yeah. Oh, yes. The 1-1, right?
No.
Then?
Arsenal scored the first goal and then they conceded 5.
Really? That was it? Which was the game we saw?
Firmino scored like a hat-trick or something. I don't know. 2 goals.
But there was a game you and I...
Ainsley Maitland-Niles scored the first goal.
That was the earlier in,
like
in the
four
season.
Minutes
that
or
was
three
early
minutes.
In the season.
Abhi, 2 games ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like 2 top 6 games.
Which was the game we saw, Arsenal Liverpool, where you guys went on about Arsenal should have won that easily?
Oh, yeah, the first one.
That was 1-1, right?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, that was 1-1. Yeah, I saw they played all right then.
That was the 3rd or 5th game or something, man.
Nahi, abhi jo recently hua
tha. Abhi recently was 5-1. Arsenal lost 5-1 in Anfield.
At Anfield. Okay. Yeah, but it is going to take time. You can't fault the man for...
I'm not saying Emery out.
Oh, you are not.
I'm just saying get Ozil back in.
They have a new thing now in your favorite YouTube channel. I think they have something called Cronky out. Let's see how that works out.
What, Lala TV?
Lala, yeah. Robbie TV.
Robbie TV.
They want Cronky out now.
No, they've always wanted Cronky out.
Huh, now they're like, okay, this guy is gone, oldie. Now,
did his team win the Super Bowl?
They lost. They have the lowest points, second lowest points ever for a Super Bowl
what
finalist.
Is the name again?
They didn't even have a touchdown. LA Rams.
Rams.
Rams. Yeah, it was Ram versus Patriot.
Damn it.
And Ram lost.
That's so deep, man.
I know.
Man, that's deep.
Yes. Okay. What's now for Arsenal? Will they finish? They'll finish in top 6 because 7 team is so far behind.
Huh, top 6 isn't a problem, right?
And Europa League, if they somehow win, why not? That's a decent season.
Who are they facing in the Europa League?
Does not matter.
No, I mean, last time we got like...
You got Atletico Madrid in the semi-final.
Pathetic.
Yeah, so till the semi-final, you'll get a...
Speaking of Atletico Madrid, did you see how their 19-game winning streak ended?
They lost 1-0, no?
Because it was Morata's debut.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Can we talk about Higuain's game and Chelsea beating 5-0?
Go wild.
Against...
Tell me about it.
I don't know what to say. It's so yo-yo it is. One day we lose 4, one day 4-0, the next time we win 5-0. It's all right. It's fun.
Yeah, but one was Bournemouth, one is Huddersfield, man.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter to me. Dude, I'm okay with it. I like, you know, by September, October, ye league jeetna hai ki nahi. So till the it's mathematically impossible, you're like, yeah, let's enjoy this. Let's see.
Are you saying you gave up in 2016?
Why? What
because
happened?
By October, you guys are like really bad. And then you lost 3-0 to Arsenal.
Huh? Come on. Every
and
Chelsea...
And you're like, ye toh ho gaya, ab toh October abhi
aata. Yeah. I was already thinking how to get Mourinho back from United and get this Conte out.
So if Arsenal wins the games
your,
that it has...
Given your messages from the stadium and just around those days, it seemed even more bleak.
Yeah, with Chelsea fans yelling up at me, tu bahar mel!
Exactly.
Arsenal, tu bhi good girl.
Or as a famous dialogue in the movie Befikre, kar di na Dilli wali baat.
Is that like your favorite movie now? I mean,
it is amazing. Yeah,
because I remember you answering this on Twitter to some question about which movie left you speechless at the
it
end.
It did.
Befikre.
It did leave you also speechless.
People were like talking about Prestige and Shutter Island and Shawshank Redemption, and my friend over here says Befikre.
You saw the last part of the movie.
I saw only the last part of the movie. I was speechless because I didn't know what was happening with the rest of the movie, man.
Yeah, but yeah, I think Chelsea will finish 4th. Or, I mean, we may still win the league because it's not mathematically out of the hand, right?
If Chelsea wins all its games, you guys will end up on 89.
Really? I don't see it that way. I see it till it's mathematically possible and if Liverpool draws the next 10 games.
And City draw and Tottenham
and City draw next 6 games.
And Tottenham.
Tottenham will injure one or two of their players.
Like it matters.
Son. We'll injure Son now. We are smarter.
He wasn't even playing.
Who scored the goal?
now he came back, right? They've been winning even without him.
No, they were not.
Didn't they?
Like one game they won, one they drew, one they lost, whatever.
No, they didn't lose.
I don't know. Who cares about what Tottenham does?
They might just win the league.
Yeah, oh God. How embarrassing will that be?
It's the worst that I can think of. Because I'm fine with Liverpool winning it.
Because you couldn't.
I'm fine with City winning it.
Yeah. You're fine with Chelsea winning it?
No.
Why?
I don't know. They've already won it too much. How many people have won it?
Come on, man.
You guys have already crossed Arsenal as, I think, most Premier League titles.
Yes. But good man, Sarri.
But why do we even count Premier League titles? We should be counting like first division, right?
Okay. So count
How
it.
Far back are you guys?
There's one more. Six. So,
yeah. Arsenal has won only six times?
No, not Arsenal. I'm talking about Chelsea.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
How many times have Arsenal won? That Herbert... Are you counting 1930s now?
It's the first division.
Okay. So Herbert Chapman.
I don't know. I think like 13?
13?
No, that's the FA Cups.
Oh, that how much? Spurs also would have won that many, right?
Spurs has won like one back in the 50s.
Even they won only one league title.
I think so.
Yeah, but dude, before we go, we have to talk about the Spurs. What's up with them? Why don't they just like even draw or
and
lose?
They're actually grinding out those results that you expect league winners to, you know.
God, they beat Newcastle.
They're very united in their approach to winning the league.
Uh-huh. Newcastle United also they beat.
Yeah, something even City couldn't do.
Yeah, exactly. What's Newcastle's keeper's name? Dubrovic. That guy had so many saves and then his bloody stupid mistake is what led to the Spurs goal. It is annoying. So you are actually genuinely considering that Spurs may just win the league?
Yeah, it's actually mathematically possible.
Come on, don't give the Chelsea type answer.
It's more mathematically possible than Chelsea winning the league. So
how is it? What is more mathematically possible? You mean probability is higher?
Yeah.
No, it's okay. But Spurs will lose to Dortmund.
And like Kumar said last week, Spurs might just Spurs it out.
Yeah, exactly. They lose to Dortmund, then they'll go crazy and then they'll lose like 8 points.
And then Harry Kane will come in and score 2 own goals because he forgot where to score.
Yeah, and then Chelsea, Sarri all of a sudden like, what? We are top. I don't know how to handle this.
The pressure.
Oh God.
Where's my gutka?
Where
are you on that project?
What? Selling
exporting gutka to England.
Sorry, we have to get catch hold of Zola, I think. He's the key man I've identified in pushing product.
Is he his right hand man?
Yeah, he sits on his right. Yes.
That's an easy way to identify the
the
Chapo. El Capo.
Chapo. Yeah. So, end of the day, who will finish in top 4? You still haven't answered that.
So, yeah, I think City might still win it. Tottenham would be second. Liverpool will drop down to third.
Really?
And Arsenal will finish fourth.
What are you going on about? Are you like...
I think it's really should easy I send, for Arsenal.
Should I send product to you as well?
Fine. What do you want me to say? United?
No. There's one team Arsenal. Which is in fourth right now.
United.
No, they're not
Arsenal.
On fourth. Chelsea, you ass.
Which team is that?
Leave it. The blue one.
Leicester City?
cool Fulham. Yeah. I think my top four are City, I don't know, Spurs, Chelsea and Liverpool. Yeah.
Liverpool to finish fourth. That's some fall.
They're not even playing well, dude. And everyone's
is
caught on to that.
Is
Sal.
Fall?
No. You think Sarri has heard?
He should, right?
You think Sarri has seen the movie R. Rajkumar?
Uska gaana hai kya?
Sarri ke fall.
Kabhi match ki
yaar. Yeah.
Is it about football?
Yes. Did you see Jose Mourinho fell down in Russia?
Yeah, poor guy. Was it Russia?
Yes.
I thought it was Canada or something.
No, he fell down in Russia. And he got
on a carpet. Like, he just slipped on a carpet while handing the puck to this.
But the
you know the ice hockey match, right?
But the carpet was on ice. No, what has carpet got to do with anything?
That's true.
Yeah. Yes.
How many times has he fallen in the past 2 months now?
Oh, dude, he just Three keeps months? Falling everywhere. I don't know what's going on with him. He fell
and
down.
There are always people with cameras around.
Jose. He fell down at Wembley.
Wembley, yeah. He's trying to like... jump ropes or something.
This time he just walked and he fell down. Poor guy.
Is this what to...
Yeah. I think he's getting the Real Madrid or Bayern Munich job, by the way. One of these two. At the end of the season.
It's going to be Madrid.
Yeah. I don't know.
They have money.
They don't.
Shit.
But it doesn't have money, and Bayern also doesn't spend much money. So yeah, let's see.
If you were in Mourinho's shoes, would you be like really pissed that they won like 3 Champions League titles after he left?
No, I couldn't care.
Okay.
Why should he care?
I don't know. कि मेरे time पे तो नहीं किया ये सब तुमने.
तो he has his own defense ready. Why should anyone care? And your ego is that high at that level, you'll say कि even that is because of me. So who cares? Like if Arsenal.
When is Mourinho going to go to the MLS?
No, I don't think he will do. I don't know. MLS is too far out.
So you have MLS. That's where Sanya is right now. He's playing for Montreal.
Really?
French.
Oh. Yeah, but why would he go to MLS? I think he'll probably do once he finishes his 2 or 3 year reign at Madrid or Bayern, he'll probably go to Monaco or Benfica, Porto.
Or Chennai and FC.
Nah, he's not.
Speaking of ISL, Chennai City is being bought out.
By Chennai and?
By FC Basel.
For what?
With a proposal to move them to Coimbatore and take part in next year's ISL.
FC Basel is actually buying a club. How much money do they have?
In ISL.
But why are they buying? And if FC Basel can do it, why can't we?
Who's we?
Like you, me, Kumar and his company.
Not here. We can't take decisions without him.
We can.
What about Arush?
Arush, what lead?
He'll be the foreign
manager.
No. Need place to like stash the money, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a transfer through.
I think this podcast has gone on for far too long.
Money laundering.
Yes, bye Baru.
Alright.
This is Saru signing off from Football Portal.